How many of you watched the news for the last few days or few weeks? All right, even though you travel overseas, but still follow with the news. Because the reason I mention about this, because we live in the age of noise. The digital noise, political noise, and even personal confusion. If you watch the news for the last few weeks, okay, Russia, Ukrainian, Israel, Iran, Thailand, Cambodia, and some other country in the conflicts, political noise. And the people today, you know, all of you and even I and the people in the community, we are mostly overwhelming by expectation by the society, their careers, or even from themselves, it means ourselves. And in this climate, especially during this time, many of the Christians, maybe I don't know if you sometimes you ask yourself or not, but at least I would ask myself, how do I really live faithful life in such a world, especially today's world? So the book of Romans chapter 8 offers the answer, not the formula. Can you turn on the screen in the back? That would help me a lot, so I don't have to turn my head back here. But again, it's not the formula, but a person, the Holy Spirit. So we're living by the Holy Spirit. It's not escaping the world. Because the people said, yes, I live by the Holy Spirit, so I avoid the world. But reality, every day you face the world by go to school, to work, you do a lot of things. But again, the Bible talking about you walking in the world with the clarity, with strength and grace. So Paul, when he wrote a letter in the book of Romans, he opened the statement in verse 1. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And this is the gospel starting point. And from here, Paul, he takes us on the journeys, a life led not by the flesh, but by the Holy Spirit. So this life you live right now bring the true spiritual freedom, the responsibility for the world around in us, believe it or not. And also the Holy Spirit gives you the power to live faithfully in the very, very confused culture and the world right now. And that's what happened. Okay? So three truths from the Romans chapter 8, verse 1 to 11. True number one, living in the Spirit brings the true freedom. If you have the Bible, just read with me Romans chapter 8, verse 1 to 4. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit, who gives life, that set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do, because it was weakened by the flesh, God did send his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in the flesh, in order that righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us, who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. The Bible very, very clearly states, because Paul explained, those in Christ are free. Thank you very much. I also had a music background. Okay, can you turn off for the music? It's kind of like a background music. It's good, but probably I can run out of time. So basically, it said, you are the Christian, you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord, your Savior. You are the children of God. You are free. Not only free from guilt, from the law of sin and death, but through Jesus Christ, the requirement of the law is fulfilled in us. And the Holy Spirit now empowers us, it means you and me, to live beyond or whatever the creep of sin, whatever it is, it may bother you in your life. So if you imagine with me, imagine a prisoner who received a pardon from the president or from the governor, but he chooses to remain in his cell. He chooses to be in the prison, even though he's free. So that's how many Christians live in the world right now. Technically free. However, emotionally and spiritually get stuck. So when I read this passage from verse 1 to 4, I'm thinking about sometimes a lot of Christians, they are free, but they live like a person in a prison. And they don't sense that freedom the Lord Jesus Christ already provides to them. So the question sometimes we have to ask ourselves, suddenly you feel like something is bothering you or controlling you. You have to ask yourself, are you walking in guilt or in the spirit of freedom? Living by the Spirit means walking away from condemnation and toward a transformation. And that's what the Bible tried to explain. You know, the war between Israel and Iran happened. And yesterday, you know, U.S. Had bombing the nuclear facility, which produced potential nuclear power and nuclear bomb. So when I'm studying about Iran, a couple of years ago, I know things would happen. Because 2 years ago, there is a study about Iran. After 27 years, when they try to apply Islam into this country. So they do the study after 27 years, and it's so interesting when the study coming out, say one-third of Iranian people, they still stick with Islam. One-third of the people, especially the young people, they begin to search for the belief system. It means they break away from the Islam. And one-third of the Iranian people, they don't believe in anything. They not trust the Islam belief or Muslim belief, okay? And they not trust the Christian. So when I read the report, I know something would happen. The war will happen. When the people no longer believe in the political and religious system, and underground rebellious against the government will happen. And a couple of years ago when I talked to people, the war will happen because of the conflicts between the personal conflicts, belief system conflict, political, now minority of people control the government, something will happen. Okay? And indeed it happened, so the power can get back to the control from external conflicts. So that reason why it comes to principle number 2, living by the Spirit shape how we think. Verse 5 to 8, those who live according to the flesh have their mind set on what the flesh desires. But those who live in accordance to the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. The mind governed by flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. That's exactly what Paul tried to communicate to people from the old world during the Roman Empire. Paul, he made clear the contrast. What exactly the contrast he tried to communicate to the people 2,000 years ago and the people today, especially in our world today. He clear contrast who those who live according to the flesh set their mind to what the flesh desire. However, all of us who live by the Spirit, we set our mind, our thinking, our action on the thing of the Holy Spirit. This is not about intelligence. It's about the focus and about the value of what the Bible instills into us. How many of you have using the GPS through the smartphone or the own GPS when you travel? Okay, most of you, good. The car without the smartphone GPS today or a couple years ago stuck, if that GPS stuck on the wrong definition, trust me, we never arrive to where it should be. Okay? Long time ago, I had my own GPS, no smartphone with Google or some other GPS system. So I programmed the definition, the destination somewhere in Chicago or some other city, and the GPS get lost. Have you ever experienced the GPS? It takes you go around. I say, wait a minute, why? It just go turn left, turn right, turn left, and go back to the same point. Turn left, turn right, turn left, whatever. So after about loop around 10 times, and suddenly the GPS flash a message, I give up. Have you experienced that? It's true, it happened. So it go around, and say, I give up. So I get lost. So I call my friend. Can you just give me, you know, with a paper and a pencil, give me exactly how do I supposed to get out of this downtown or whatever. So what I'm trying to communicate, the GPS can stuck wrong destination, and we would have never arrived to where we should go. Likewise, as a Christian, the mind driven by fear, pride, or culture always lead us away from God's best. So I pray a lot, each one of you a Christian, you have the mind of Christ. You have the help of the Holy Spirit and the book of direction, the compass in your life, so you can face the world with correct direction, get to the destination, not go around and around and get confused and make the wrong decision. So how many of you have this experience? The reason I ask this question, because it happened to me. Okay? If it not happened to me, I don't ask because I'm not experienced. You travel from point A to point B, and you set the GPS smartphone, and you travel on a very, very strange road. New experience. And suddenly in your mind, am I in the right direction? Should I stop at the gas station and ask for direction? Should I call my friend or whoever to make sure on the right path? Have it ever happened to you? It happened to me. Okay? And the same thing when you travel by faith in the path of life, the journey of life. Sometimes some of that thinking would flash in your mind. So that reason why you have to get close to God, close to the scripture. So when you face some confusion, somehow human nature is getting in there. I don't know how. Even though I trust, 99 times it gets me the right direction, and somehow this 100 times, where am I? And you will get confused, even though you have the scripture. But get closely to God. Pray with Him. Communicate to Him. Rely on the Holy Spirit. So you can pass through some moment in time, you get confused. Okay? So what influences of your mindset? That's the question we would ask. The media? If you read, watch TV, YouTube, you don't even know, is that AI news, fake news, and even one of the website advertise the best fake news in the world you can rely on. Okay, and I read, man, it's so real, and I laugh, and I kept laugh. Why I laugh? because they advertise this is the fake news. But it's just so real. Okay? They use the reporter correct name, the TV, okay, the report, they had the picture and everything. And finally, we are the best fake news in the world. So just read it and laugh about it, but don't believe it. I'm talking about that close. And that's the world we're in. Sometimes we don't know it's fake or real. And it makes our mind confused. So that reason why God's word, do we really rely on God's word, the scripture? Do we really listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit? Because the Holy Spirit's function is to explain the scripture to us, help us to go through some difficulty or confusion, give us the strength and the energy to overcome whatever the challenge facing us. So living by the Spirit means daily renewing our mind with the eternal truth, and the truth is from the Bible. Point number three, living by the Spirit empowers us to represent Christ in the world, especially the world right now. Verse 9 to 11, you, is mean me and all of you, however, are not in the realm of flesh, but I in the realm of the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. Oh, this is a very, very strong word here. But if Christ is in you, then even through your body is a subject of death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give you life to your mortal bodies because of His Spirit who lives in you. So Paul, he tried to communicate or to make sure the Christian, the one, okay, follow Christ, make sure this person has Christ in him. In this person, because when we have Christ in us, we have the Spirit. We have the Spirit living in us. It means we also we have life. So Paul, he tried to affirm the Holy Spirit who raised Christ now live in us. So it's not just a symbolic truth, but literal and very, very powerful. So I pray a lot when I try to work on this sermon. I pray for each one of you, even though you know, some of you I don't remember the name. So I kept lump sum at the end. Each one of you sit in this room or whoever listened to the broadcast have Christ in you. Because when you have Christ in you, you have the Spirit of life, the Spirit of Christ in you. So that's what he tried to affirm. Okay? And when we believe in Jesus Christ as our Lord, our Savior, we are not only forgiven, but the second section we always miss, we equip, but we also equip. Why? Because the Holy Spirit gave us the strength. That strength to do what? Number one, to love. So we have compassion to the people who not are still lost out there. Give the strength, gives love, so we can care to each other. Gives the power to serve because of Christ, not because of our selfishness. So we can live differently in the modern world, especially during this time. How many of you have the power tool? Oh, okay, good, good. I have a whole set, or even the trimmer, the tool, and power tool. The power tool you have, just imagine, what if you have, if you had the plug-in, what if you don't have electricity? What if you don't have the battery to plug it in. What can that power tool can do? Nothing, right? It's just like your cell phone. What if the battery completely drained? You have a piece of something, okay? It's not working, okay? Just a piece of something. So the tool itself cannot do, can do nothing on its own. In the same way we are the Christian, our spiritual powerless without the Holy Spirit. But with the Spirit, even though the ordinary person like you and me can do extraordinary things. Think about it, and sometimes you can amaze how the world we have certain energy and the power to do certain things the normal or the non-believer cannot do. So the Holy Spirit doesn't help us to survive the culture. We live in very, very confusing culture right now. Hopefully, in a few years, things will be reversed, so we can understand it. But the Spirit empowers to engage the culture we live in now with the compassion, but so important, with the truth. I did tell you the story. Our neighborhood, there are quite a few Islam or the Muslim belief system or even the mosque also nearby, okay? And roughly about 2:30, when the people go to shopping mall and witnessing, and maybe only me, last person to be run around and make sure the door locked and the AC off, turn off the light, all of that. And suddenly, one of the young person, roughly about 24, 25, kept drive by the church and knock on the door. Of course, I locked the door because only me alone in this church, this facility. So when they knock on the door, I'm in my office, just about take my bag and leave. And then, this person, can I talk to you? And of course, hesitation. I say, what? So I have a question about the belief or the faith. So I open the door, invite him in. He talked. It turned out to be he's searching for faith. He said, like, last night he dreamed. He had a dream with a white person, and he thinks that Jesus. Okay, talk to him. And in the dream, he said, Christ said, just go by this, the Vietnamese church. Remember, on the road, you can see the, the Jewish temple, the black church, the Anglo church, the Seventh Adventist church. And he drive by, and the Chinese church nearby, and he said, God said, stop by the Vietnamese church. So he drive by, he knock on the door. I had to ask why he come, and that's what he explained to me. You have the right to believe or not believe. But I said, oh, wow. So the Lord sent you to church. It's only me here. So probably he want you to talk to me, right? He said, yeah, only you alone. So I go through the gospel. And believe it or not, a couple months before that, I remember one of the pastors from Israel, and he converted from Muslim to Christian. Remember he preached a couple weeks ago. And remember he come to our church and trained our church on how to share the gospel to the Muslim. And I said, okay, are you Sunni Muslim or Shiite Muslim? I am Sunni Muslim, my father, mom, own family. So I go ahead and use the camel methods. I recommend you get trained on how to share the gospel to Muslims. So I use the camel methods and present the gospel, and he pray, accept Christ. So I praise the Lord. And he said, what do I do next? Should I join this church? I said, probably not working. But however, there's a church nearby, and all the church members convert to from Muslim. So I think you would fit in perfectly. So the pastor, he preached here, he gave me the name address of one of the Muslim church, the Christian Middle East, okay? So I recommend him to that church so he can be grow and trained, okay? And the next question, what can I do with my parents? Okay? I said, just pray. Just pray. Don't go home and I say, you go to hell. Okay? Just pray. Every day pray. And share with your parents, you are a good son. Okay? And apply the fifth commandments. Okay? So I say, yes. So once in a while, I still follow up with him, and he is still at that church. So praise the Lord. So you would find out a lot of people out there, they search for faith. But you will experience a lot of Islam and Muslim faith, they always had a dream. Okay? Always had the dream about something, and can wake them up, and they drive around, try to find the faith. And the same thing it happened in Hong Kong Mall. Like today after church, we took Hong Kong Mall. We met a lot of Muslim, Buddhist, even the Roman Catholic. They searched for belief in Jesus Christ. And for the last 6 months, we have over 500 or 600 people come to Christ from different faith. Praise the Lord for that. So what I'm trying to communicate to you, Holy Spirit give you the power to engage with compassion and truth. Whether you are the parent, the student, or the business leader, or even the neighborhood, the Spirit equip you to reflect Jesus Christ in everyday life. But when they ask, you have to be able to share. They say, why you always have peace and, you know, the world is chaos, but you always have peace and faith and look like you have nothing worry in the world. Why? And you have to be able because have faith in Jesus Christ. I know for sure I have salvation. If something happens, if even I die, I know I have eternal life. So I don't have anything to worry about. And that's what the people search for. And that young man, that question bothered him. What is the purpose of his life? He go to work. 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning, he at work. He work until 5. And then he work overtime. And he got home late at night. 6 days a week. Sometimes 7 days a week. And up the point, what is the purpose of his life? And when the people ask the question about purpose of their life, you have to be able for sure, clearly explain to him the purpose of your life. Why you have peace, why you have love, why you have the compassion, and how in the world you have the power to help the people and to your daily life. A conclusion, the Spirit-filled life is your daily life calling. Have to be daily. Because living by the Holy Spirit is not to become the super Christians. No, I did not say that. But it's for everyone follower of Christ. The Spirit brings the freedom from sin. The Holy Spirit brings the clarity in the confusion world or the chaos world. And also, the Spirit brings us the courage to live in the today culture. So we don't influence by the culture, even though we know it's not right. But we don't be influenced by that and can follow a culture and make us different from other people. And the world needs us, the Christian. The Holy Spirit filled believer is mean to honor you and even me, who live in peace, think with truth, think with love, and with the power of the Holy Spirit. So I have the calling. If any one of you in this room, at this moment in time, or the people who listen in the broadcasting, are you still living under guilt? Or are you walking in the spiritual freedom? You have to ask yourself, and you pray to the Lord to get you that freedom. Number two, what really shapes your thinking? The culture today, or the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. And sometimes we have that, okay? And are you depending on your strength? Or are you dependent on the Holy Spirit power? And that's the question you always have to ask. Suddenly something confused you. Or sometimes when you travel on the road of life, or the journey of life, and suddenly some conflict thing it slow you down or confuse you. You have to ask that question. Let us stand up so I can pray for you. And I'm supposed to be just speaking 15 minutes, and then we have maybe dedication, but I can run over. Okay. Dear Jesus, or the Holy Spirit, thank you for living in honor of us. So I pray you would set us free from fear and guilt, renew our mind, empower us to reflect Jesus in our family, in my workplace, in our workplace, in our culture. Fill us every day to live boldly, faithfully, and we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.